This is Space Kate here on day 3 of the IAC 2017, and I have just grabbed Jeff Mamba, Chief Executive Officer of NanoRacks. NanoRacks, I guess you're sort of like the old new space company, aren't you, really?
Yeah, that's a good way to put it, and not that I really like the phrase new space. I mean, we're... I'm not quite sure what it means. You have new emerging aerospace companies, and we're 8 years of being a commercial provider of goods and services in space.
I mean, I suppose it's the new space thing is more the idea where commercial is working now more in partnership with the national agencies, and it's not just the national space agencies that are able to do things. And I think, you know, NanoRacks has been pretty instrumental, or, you know, it was one of the first companies that I knew of that was allowing people that didn't have access to a space agency to do research or send things up to the space station. But for people who aren't familiar with you, obviously they should be if they're listening to this, probably a space geek like me, but give us the 2-minute pitch.
Sure. I went to NASA 8 years ago and said, I don't want your money and I don't want your funding, and that got their attention. And they said, what do you want? And I said, I want permission to put my own research hardware on the station and to market to whom I wish. And they felt at the time they really had nothing to lose. For me, it was a culmination of my career. I am the only American to work 9 years for the Russians, Russian space program. I worked on Mir. And for me, the Russians, ironically enough, at Energia, the Russian organization, taught me how you run a space station commercially. And we did commercials. We did space tourism. We negotiated the concept of agencies behaving as customers. And for me, space has always been a place that should be no different than business on the Earth, and government as customer. And so NanoRacks from the beginning has been run as if it's a business on the ground, and NASA is my landlord. NASA is my safety regulator. NASA is sometimes a customer, and NASA is sometimes a competitor. And so we run it that way, and for us, it's a customer business. Happens to be mostly on the space station, but meeting the customer needs.
And you started off with the racks for the mm-hmm. kind of CubeSat-sized experiments mm-hmm. that anybody like educational institutes mm-hmm. could put up on station, but you've kind of expanded a little bit since then, haven't you? So what is now on offer, and what's new?
Yeah, we have expanded a little bit. We started with little nano labs, and which we still continue, and we've had pharmaceutical companies and others doing materials research. And today we have an external platform outside the space station, and that can be used by our customers instead of building a satellite. So if you want to test something new, electronics, semiconductors, materials, put it out on the platform. And the cool thing is, after 2-3 months, we can return it to you, which you can't do from a satellite. So it has its advantages there. And, of course, now we're probably best known for the small satellite CubeSat deployers. Again, we went to NASA and said, we think there's a market here. And we didn't ask them for money. And they gave us permission, and we designed, developed deployers. And today we've deployed 186 satellites from the station, although some of them have also been from the Cygnus. We worked with NASA and got permission that after the cargo ship arrives at the station and docks and they unload the cargo, the astronauts, the Cygnus pulls away, goes higher, and deploys our satellites. And always at NanoRacks, we're looking at how do you create value for our customer from existing hardware. We're not in the hardware business. We're in the customer business. So we're best known today for our satellites. And today, what's occupying my time is we're developing the world's first commercial airlock in partnership with Boeing, and that will be ready by 2019. It will allow us to have bigger satellites, more frequent deployments, and also it's large enough to meet other needs of users on the station, such as NASA, which is looking at using it commercially for different tasks, because they're so happy it's 5 times larger than the Japanese airlock. We're also in the NASA Next Steps program, looking at what you do after ISS. We're in partnership with LORAL and Space Adventures, and we're looking at a reusing the second stage of the Atlas V. For me, it makes no sense today to talk about building from the ground up new space stations. Why not use what we already have in space? And that, the idea of reusing the second stage, takes us back to our roots. America's first space station, Skylab, was a modified upper stage of a Saturn V. If it was good enough for Wernher von Braun and NASA at Marshall, it should be in 1960 something, it should be good enough today. And so at NanoRacks, not only are we increasing our services on the space station, not only are we now planning our own commercial modules, but we're also expanding what I call our real estate. We're so proud to be working with Blue Origin on the suborbital New Shepard. We're also working with India on the satellite deployments, and we'll have some announcements in coming months, equally surprising, of more and more real estate that we can have control of commercially to meet the needs of our customers.
So do you think perhaps in future, if the ISS is retired, by then you'll have built your own NanoRacks nano space station?
Yeah. We think the space station company, as we think will be known more and more as, we'll have probably one or two unmanned platforms. I hope to be growing our relationship with other nations that have in space capacity, and also being a stimulus and a catalyst for the entrepreneurs coming along behind us. Nothing makes me more proud than when I meet somebody new who shows me their business plan and it's all based on NanoRacks services. That is a very weird thought. And it was a transition about 5 years or 4 years ago. We went to an event and they had a business plan competition. And we were sitting, my colleagues and I were sitting like in the back where you normally sit, you know. And the first two or three business plans, they were based on our external platform, our satellite deployment, and we're like, wow, we're building an ecosystem. And that's very cool. So when we look to the future, I can say we want to have our own platforms, and I can say we're going to expand our real estate, but it's also key to take part in all this entrepreneurial activity coming along and see how we can be part of that ecosystem.
So I was in the technical talk that you gave this morning, and you were explaining that one of the benefits of having your own airlock was that you weren't then restricted to the number of times it could be open in the way that you are using the airlock on the Kibo module. So that sort of raised the question to me, although you're not asking NASA for money as such, by increasing the number of satellites you could be launching from the station, you are surely asking for resource in terms of the astronauts' time, which we know is planned down to the minute. So at what point is there ever a sort of tension between the commercial things that you're trying to do and the national program and the science and activity that the astronauts have to do as part of their day job?
Well, first off, you're exactly correct. It's a very good question. From day one, people have asked that question. Why should they use the taxpayer resources for a commercial company? And from day one, we have explained that part of the national program is returning to the taxpayers and society economically efficient use of the public hardware and the public services and the public platforms. So on the one hand, we feel we're the best thing that the taxpayers have had in a long time in space, in the manned space program, and that we're creating success stories, jobs, Planet Labs. I think we all, certainly people who listen to you, they know Planet Labs. Planet Labs said that we allowed them to come to market 2 years earlier. And I think that's a really good use of the public resources. But
what would you say to the Japanese then? If you're using their resources.
Well, it's under the barter agreement with NASA. So they got all those shuttle missions for free. And so in return, they're allowing NASA to use their resources. And NASA has determined that the commercialization of the space station is a national priority because of the jobs it creates, taxes that are paid. But more importantly, it's building up American leadership in the best way Americans, no offense, the best way Americans build things up, which is the commercial marketplace. But I do want to go back to another part of your question, which is really good. NASA has a finite amount of space station resources it can do. And it falls to NASA and to the NGO cases to determine the prioritization of payloads. And up to now, they've determined that commercial is a high priority. At some point, they're going to run out of resources. At that point, is a good time to start your own space station.
So that's what we have to look out for. When, you know, how long do you think it will be until you'll be announcing something along those lines?
Very soon, because we're looking at reusing the upper stages of the Atlas V. They exist. They're being manufactured. We're in the midst of a five-month study with NASA on whether they're comfortable enough that the reused upper stages can be inhabited by NASA astronauts. Everything looks good so far. And I think sometime after that study is completed and we get together as a team, LORAL and NANORAX and ULA, we'll look and think through the next steps. And I think some point after that, if the stars align, we'll have an announcement.
Excellent. So we'll keep an eye on that. Where's the best place for us to find out information about your company?
It's probably our Twitter account. Okay, that's today's world at NANORAX. We have a Twitter account, and that's where we appreciate all our followers, and that's the way to keep up to date in what we're doing.
Excellent. Well, I shall certainly be following that. Thank you ever so much for taking the time to talk to me today.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay.